Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the Shvi Shel Pesach, which is the last day of Pesach. It's a Yontif. It's one day in Eretz Yisrael. It's 2 days in Chutz Laaretz. We're going to have four points, and then an additional point, which is an Eitzah Tova, a good piece of advice. Starting at the beginning, when it comes to the Hadlakas Neiros, we say the bracha kazet yantiv lahadlik ner shel yantiv. However, there is no shechianu. This is based on a Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, Tafzadi, Siv Zayin, because it is not an independent regal. It's not an independent chag like Shmini Atzeres is at the end of Sukkot. The Shmini Atzeres is an independent chag. It's not part of Sukkot per se, and accordingly, there is a shechianu. However, Shvi Shel Pesach is part of Pesach. It's the seventh day of Pesach. Accordingly, there is Hadlakas Neiros, obviously, but there is no shechianu. Similarly, or the same, in Kiddush, we say Kiddush of Yantev, but there's not going to be any Shechianu. That is halacha number one. No Shechianu when it comes to the Shri'i, Shal Pesach, or in Chutz Laaretz Yantev Sheni. When it comes to Shacharis, there are places that when they get to the Shira, because this is the day that the Yamsu split, that the Red Sea split, so accordingly, there are places based on the Gra. The Gra was Noheg to do this, to say not the Az Yashir in the normal way that everyone says it to themselves, but they would say it responsively, Pasuk Pasuk. So the Chazan would say Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, the first Pasuk, and the Tzibor would respond the same Pasuk, and then the second Pasuk, third Pasuk, third Pasuk. That is based on the Minhagim of the Gra. That's what the Gra did, and accordingly, the number of shuls do have that Minhag on Shvi Shel Pesach. This is the day this day split, and we should make it special. We should accentuate that during the davening. Point number three, the Minhag is to say Yiskur on the Shvi Shel Pesach, Nagu Lindor. I'm talking for Eretz Yisrael, Shvi Shel Pesach, Nagu Lindor, Tzedakos Ba'ad HaMesim. So this is, this based on the Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, Taf Reish Chaf Aleph Si Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is to give tzedakah, to make a neder. You can't actually give it on Yantif, but you can make a neder, you can commit to give it in the name of those who have passed away. And we also have Yiskor Maskiri Nishmoseim. We remember those close relatives who has passed away. And why do we give tzedakah? Because the Mesim, those who have passed away, have a kapara al yedei tzedakah. By virtue of giving tzedakah, the Chuma Sadeshin was Noheg that right after, the day after the Chag, he would immediately give the tzedakah. Don't wait, we made a commitment, we made a neder, we're going to give it. Don't dilly-dally, give it promptly. In fact, there are some people who are very strict to not even wait until the next day. There are some people who give it in advance on Erev Pesach, or the Erev of the day that they're going to say Yisker. So if Yisker is going to be on a Yontif, they'll give it the day before. And they will say when they get to the Yisker, Ba'avur Shenasati Tzedakah L'ilui Nishmasam, I have already given the Tzedakah to give them an Ilui Nishama. Indeed, that is seems to be a very wise thing to do, so we don't forget, so give it in advance. Related halacha as it relates to Yisker, the Gesher Chaim brings down that it can say be said by Yechidus if you don't have a minion. So if there's no tzibor, you can say it without a tzibor. Also, we do say Av HaRachamim, even though it is a chag, we say Av HaRachamim, and we skip the piyut Kakeli, which is said in many places on the first day of Yontif, the first days of Yontif and Chutz Laaretz, but that is skipped on the day that we say Yisker. Last halacha, so first halacha that we talked about is Shechayanu, no Shechayanu. Second halacha that we talked about is based on the Gra, saying the Az Yashir Psukim responsively. Third halacha that we talked about is Yisker. And the fourth is, how about Su'uda Shlishis on the last day of Pesach? So in fact, as we know, there is typically not a Su'uda Shlishis. There are only two meals on Yontif, not three meals on Yontif. Three meals, Su'uda Shlishis, that's only a concept for Shabbos. Having said that, the Gra, it's recorded in the Maaseh Rav, that because the Gra loved the mitzvah of matzah so much, he would have a third meal on the last day of Pesach. On the last day of Pesach, B'yom Tov Arachon Haya Ochel Su'uda Shlishis, he would have that third meal. Afa Bishlo Haya Ochel Su'uda Shlishis B'shar Yom Tov. He wouldn't do it on any other Yontes, but he would do it on Pesach because he loved the mitzvah so much. And a number of poskim, it's based on a Ramah, say that we should have Lechem Mishnah during that meal. In fact, the Kilas Yaakov would do that, the stipler, and also Rav Chaim Kineski would do that. However, having said that, the Shevet Alevi Rav Avner said it's not necessary, so you can have it without Lechem Mishnah. So that's our fourth halacha, Suda Shlishis, on the last day of Pesach. And just an Eisa Tzova, this is brought down by Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs. He says as follows, that it, now that Pesach is over, once Pesach is over, you should write down for the next year how much wine did we need, how many matzahs, how many pounds or kilos of matzahs, how many dozens of eggs, etc., so you know where to start the next year, because otherwise we may really be off on our forecast. So if we record it, we have it in writing, we don't have to look back and try to figure it out. It's a very wise thing to do. And also he says, write down the kalim, the vessels, the utensils that you were missing for Pesach so you can buy it during the year so we can have it ready for the next Pesach. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.